Here on 99.9 MyFM, we're speaking with the 2022 municipal election candidates. Right now, we are currently speaking with a councillor candidate for Ward 1 in the township of Leeds and Thousand Islands, Brian Mabee. Brian, thanks for joining us today, and how's things going on the campaign trail so far?
Well, I have met quite a few people in my travels around the community, you know, doing all my different community activities, and, you know, had a fairly positive response to all. There's certainly some people who have been contacting me by email too, and I'm trying to get back to them with a concise answer for them, and trying to move any issues that I have come to me forward to the right party within the township. But yes, I think it's a very positive outcome so far, and I look forward to actually seeing that positive motion at the ballot box. And on the 24th, we'll, at a little after 8 p.m., we'll certainly know what's happening.
And, you know, you've been at this now for a few years, and why did you decide to run once again?
Well, again, with our current council, we have had a very positive 4 years, and we've had some initiatives that we've got started, and we certainly want to see them through. So another 4 years, we can get some of these projects maybe underway and looking good for the future of the township. And it also gives me the opportunity to have a voice at the table, and anybody in the community knows that they can contact me, and then I can move it forward to the rightful group or person that needs to have the information to see what we can do to help their issue.
And if you do get back in on the table, what will be some of the things you'll focus on this term?
Well, one of the biggest things, I think, is the waste site and getting a long-term plan in place that we can look after that lingering issue, because it has been part of something that many councils have had to deal with in trying to get some sort of concise plan. And again, even on the candidates' meetings, we talked about this quite a bit, and that we need to get the federal and provincial government, let alone the county, involved in getting some sort of solution, because it's not unique just to us. It's every municipality in the province of Ontario has this issue, and we need to get some sort of concise plan to make something that's going to possibly even a gas kind of plant to make sure that we're, solving this problem, because we just can't keep filling our landfills and harming our in-ground water system, and that's one of the biggest ones for me.
And finally, is there anything else that you wanted to add to maybe let your supporters know about any message you want to send out to your supporters?
Yeah. Well, I look forward to sitting on council for another 4 years and helping our township move forward in a positive fashion and make sure that we have good government sitting at the council chamber or at the table, and helping our township grow in a positive manner, getting more residents, in any of the needs that we, do require, because we do live in one of the most beautiful places on earth, and I'm proud to say that. And glad that we're part of it. So thank you very much.